Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Luke chapter 3, verses 7 through verse 18. The Reverend Heath Trampy is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke chapter 3, verses 7 through 18. John said, therefore, to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits in keeping with repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds asked him, "What then shall we do?" And he answered them, "Whoever has two tunics is to share with him who has none. Whoever has food is to do likewise." Tax collectors also came to be baptized and said to him, "Teacher, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Collect no more than you are authorized to do." Soldiers also asked him, "And we, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or by false accusation, and be content with your wages." As the people were in expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Christ, John answered them all, saying, "I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." So with many other exhortations, he preached the good news to the people. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us.
Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Of all the radical individuals who have ever lived, few have been as unique as John the Baptist. Here was a man who ignored the rules of fashion for his day and instead dressed like the prophet Elijah with a garment of hair and a leather belt. Even in Elijah's days, hundreds of years earlier, this was a pretty unusual way to dress. Despite all the fine foods and accommodations available in Judea, John chose to eat insects and wild honey living in the wilderness. He also said some strange things. Things like, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and he must become greater, I must become less." These remarks were totally alien to our modern day works righteousness and self-promotion. They were totally alien to ancient works righteousness and self-promotion. And they got John in a heap of trouble. In today's gospel, Luke follows his unique narrative of Jesus' childhood with John the Baptist preaching an Advent sermon. The core of John's message and the source of our peace, even at this time of year, is this: he who is mightier than I is coming. Now, in sharp contrast to the Christmas music blaring on everyone's radios, and yes, our radio in the Trampy house as well, many people feel less peaceful during this busy month of December. And part of it is the Christmas rush and pressure to get everything done. Did you really get everything on your list? Many of us get quite a bit of time off from work, creating that anxiety that we're going to have too much work to take care of when we get back. The end of the year brings stress about money and accomplishments, weight loss, financial stability, improved relationships. But peace? Not really. Many people slip into what I think of as the New Year's resolution mentality. If we get more sleep, drink more water, exercise more often, and budget our money, we're going to be just fine. Our first instinct as condemned sinners is to hustle and grind our way out of this hole in which we find ourselves. But the prophet Isaiah argues against the futility of this. He says the branch coming from the stump of Jesse will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide by what he hears with his ears. I want to be very clear. I believe in you. I really do. I believe in you. I believe in your ability to achieve physical fitness or to pull yourself out of debt. You might even be able to gain 5,000 Facebook friends, which I think is the most you can have. But it's all in vain. Later in his book, Isaiah records that all of our accomplishments are temporary. They might look nice. After all, flowers are beautiful, but they start to die as soon as we cut them for display. So it is with our own efforts. We might make a temporary change, but we end up where we started, broken and in need of a savior. Lasting peace starts to sound a little bit like Madison Avenue propaganda. Now, despite John the Baptist's peculiarities, people are flocking to him because it's not really John that they are seeking, but the subject of his message. He says, "I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire." Now, John also tells the Pharisees the axe is already at the root of the tree, and every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. This echoes the words of Isaiah concerning the branch from Jesse. He will strike the earth with the rod from his mouth. With the breath of his lips, he will slay the wicked. Not very peaceful language. Let's fix our eyes on Jesus. At first, the Alpha and the Omega was kind of unassuming. Lying in a manger with farm animals and shepherds looking on, another baby was brought into the world, fragile and in need of care. It's a miracle that Jesus would come down from heaven and take on such a vulnerable form. He relied on Joseph and Mary to nurture him, just as we have relied on our own parents and guardians until he was able to care for himself. All the while, we remember John's proclamation that this Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, was going to accomplish some big things. Some 30 years later, this same Jesus would be mocked and ridiculed by his own people. Even though he taught with authority and performed many signs in their midst, they accused him of blasphemy and fraud. They killed him by hanging him on a cross. That scene of death, that scene, which by all appearances was a great loss for mankind, is our greatest peace. You see, Jesus didn't stay dead. After 3 days, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and sits at God's right hand. Because he came, suffered as we suffer, and died, we also ultimately overcome the sufferings of this life. Through the Holy Spirit, God gives us the gift of faith. Even though by nature you and I are nothing more than chaff, God has called us his own dear children, the wheat that is kept and cherished. And these plans necessitated a very special baby lying in a manger. Now when we hear Peter's warning about being spotless, blameless, and at peace with God, we look to the mediator who accomplished this for us. Now when we hear Isaiah talking about how fragile and fleeting our works and our lives really are, we are comforted knowing that our works are indeed fragile, but the work of Christ is eternal. No matter how often you've struggled to lose that last 10 pounds or 20 or 30, depending on your situation, or build generational wealth that will take care of your children and their children, you will not ruin what Jesus has accomplished. When we cling to Christ in faith, we needn't succumb to the despair of this life and its troubles. I'm going to close this message with one of my favorite Luther quotes. This was a man who truly understood the grace of God in the midst of the fire. I just find this very powerful. Luther says, "When the devil throws your sins in your face and declares that you deserve death and hell, tell him this: I admit that I deserve death and hell. What of it? For I know one who suffered and made satisfaction on my behalf. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and where he is, there I shall be also." God's peace be with you in Jesus' name. Amen. And now may that peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.